Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To have millions of listeners. So we can ask medical doctors to call in, or the military to call in, or police to call in, or teachers to call in, professors, oil line, pipeline workers, when they call in. So I really appreciate all of you. We'll do two more segments, and we've got a great comedian and a fellow patriot in studio with us, who's also here in town to do Joe Rogan's podcast. I'll definitely tune into that. Aaron Berg coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and take more calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Forrest in Nebraska, then we'll go to John and Carlos, or Carlos and John. Go ahead, Forrest.
How you doing, Alex? It's Forrest again. I talked to you yesterday.
Yes, sir. Oh, great. I'm glad you called back in, because your call went viral. Give people any updates or any other information you want to talk about.
I was just, I was talking with a lot of the other inspectors and guys that I work with, and they're all, you know, guys that have 30, 40 years experience in this line of work. And they're all saying the same thing, just like that caller that you just had on a little bit ago said, you know, we have emergency action plans and procedures. So something's not adding up here. I mean, it's not right. Then we hear that they're giving out $5 million to the hackers, you know, the hackers in quotation marks there, to, get this pipeline going again. And it doesn't add up. So, there's an agenda behind here, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what the true plan is there, but there's definitely something going on there.
What do your compatriots think it is?
Well, they think that the Biden administration has something to do with it. I mean, you look at what's going on in this country and how they're attacking, my line of work specifically. I mean, like I said yesterday, I worked in many different states. I've been blessed to work in 45 different states on some large pipelines. Like I said, I worked on the Apple when we had protesters. I worked on the Atlantic Sunrise. You know, these guys, these pipeliners, we had, protesters show up and shut our projects down and come on the dozers and catch things on fire. I mean, they're, and I was going to specifically say,
when you talked about that yesterday, people on Twitter said you were a liar. I remember that all over the news, people getting shot at and attacked. And I'm told only a fraction hit the news. Tell the leftist out there what's really going on.
You're brainwashed to think that you hate something that you don't understand. That's what it is. You don't understand. This runs our country. We can't just run our country on hopes and dreams. We can't just automatically.
We can't run it on pedophilia and tofu.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the whole point of this. Is, you know, if we want to go green, let's go green. And I'll go inspect solar panels. I got no problem with that. But let's do something smart and make it work. We're shutting down infrastructure with no infrastructure behind it. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense.
Well, the same globalists are invested in China accelerating the dirtiest form of fossil fuel. This is about dominance and control. They didn't just ship our jobs and do one-sided trade deals for no reason. The globalists said we're going to deindustrialize Europe and the United States to bring them to their knees. They don't want our uppity system of freedom.
That's exactly true. And the other thing that I was going to bring up too is I'm not only in oil and gas, working in the electrical side of things, and our grid is ripe for an attack like this. And that's what's really scary. You know, I talked to some of the guys that are substation electricians, and I'd be interested in seeing some of those guys call in and give their take on it. But
Congress has done studies, and we're wide open. Even a major solar event could knock out our power and might not ever come back on if it knocked out even up to half of it. And you're absolutely right. Look, they're just getting us used to hacking, getting us used to things going off. This is also we don't panic when they finally bring us completely down. I have no doubt that the globalists launched this attack to make good with China over the fact that Trump derailed their program of Chinese dominance, Chinese communist dominance for a few years.
Yes, exactly. And I was going to say this, too. You know, I was working. The whole reason I got the job on the DAPL when I was expecting was Obama had it shut down. We couldn't get the permits. The Army Corps engineer wouldn't release the permit to go across the river. That was one of the first things Trump did when he went into office, and that's why I became a Trump supporter. I was I've been a libertarian. That was my political.
Hold on, don't hang up, Forrest. Back in 60 seconds, I want you to tell the rest of the story. Then we'll go to Carlos, John, Dallas, and Jess. Stay with us. Listeners have rightfully been complaining the last 6 months or so, saying, where are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the products, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded. But finally, X2 is back in stock. The good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body. It's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, we'll have to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now. Stock up. And don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss, it's incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Welcome back. You know, the crew.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So what the crew does is they sit in there. Whenever I talk about it, they just search engine. So they search engine when I said, soon under the UN and the Global Clinton Initiative, they're going to have green police everywhere. They already have them in most of the blue cities. They literally come on your property. They have badges. They have guns. And they catch you with a fire pit. They catch you with a barbecue pit. Or they catch you with a fireplace. They give you big fines and they arrest you. And they've got, you know, ads for Audi, the green police, that, oh, your hot tub's too hot. You ran your energy too high. You're going to jail. You laugh at that, but that's what the carbon tax is. That's what all the COVID police are, and you know, people getting beaten with police batons because they're not wearing a mask walking down the street or riding a bicycle. These ads they ran 10 years ago were preparation for the real deal. So they search engine what I said. Here it is. This is just last week. I missed it. AOC, Democrats want to create a, quote, civilian corps to battle climate change. They want millions of these people. Remember Obama said a civilian group just as big and strong as our military that will go out and report climate violators, barbecue pits, everything. And San Francisco has already banned fireplaces. Now they're going to ban gas stoves. You're like, well, that'll never happen. No, it will happen. And the left will enforce it because they want the power. They want the control. It's all about having an excuse to surveil everything, control everything, when carbon is part of the life cycle on this planet. It's what we exhale. They listed carbon dioxide that we exhale as a pollutant. They want to get rid of us. Okay. And now they're launching it all. So Forrest called in yesterday as a pipeline inspector. It went viral on Facebook and Twitter. It's all over the place. News articles written about it, pointing out that there's no doubt in his mind that it's a planned collapse. See the video at InfoWars.com. But he was talking about seeing what Trump did right away when he got in, taking the handcuffs off of American energy and also protecting dams, protecting populations, something Democrats wouldn't let him do. So just briefly tell that story.
Yeah, so the Obama administration had the DAPL shut down because they wouldn't release they wouldn't let the Army Corps of Engineers issue the permit to go across the St. James River, which is crazy because there's already three pipelines across it within 100 yards of that DAPL pipeline. And so one of the first things Trump did when he got into office was, boom, he signed, made the Army Corps of Engineers get that permit. And we pipelined it. I worked there for 8 months, and, you know, we finished out that pipeline. So, you know, Trump was all about America first, and we gained energy independence for the first time. You know, there was all these things great that happened underneath Trump. And, you know, there's concerted effort to kill my industry, and I'm sick and tired of it. We need to get back to energy independence. We need to do things, you know, with common sense. There's no common sense here.
And there's nothing wrong with oil. The catalytic converters clean it all out. There's nothing wrong with natural gas. It's totally clean. And the coal plants are 100% clean now. The distillates are all used for other things. And we need to understand India, China, and others are making zero cuts. This is to shut us down. Thanks for the call, Forrest. All right, let's go to Carlos in Texas. He's also a pipeline worker. Give us your take on this.
Hey, Alex. Another show. Great topic. I've been working in pipeline for the past 4 years, and under the previous administration, there was plenty of work. We were actually very happy right before the election because we had tons and tons of work on the books. You're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. As soon as the election ends, though, all the gas companies that had work and they had already paid for permits, everything was ready to go. As soon as Biden won, all that work was rescinded. Every single last bit of it. We lost contracts left and right, or we're losing to other contractors, and the game is so tight right now that there's only a small amount of pipelines that are actually being put in the ground right now, and they're numbered.
And they're not authorizing a lot of other ones to be repaired. Whitmer's demanding an old, perfectly fine pipeline be closed. I mean, this is an attack.
Correct, and that's exactly what they're doing. Because we all know that one of the big main reasons that the Nazis didn't really win was because they didn't have their own oil or their own gas. They were having to circumvent all that, get it from Venezuela and get it from Mexico, one way or another, in order to fund the war machine, in order to keep their tanks and all their equipment moving.
And that's why we were paying $4 a gallon back then.
Correct. Yes, that is very correct. Now, this all coincides with what's next. In Mexico, they make everybody use public transportation for that very same reason, because they're being taxed out of owning their own vehicle. And that's the same system that they want to implement here in the United States. Everybody in Mexico, a lot of people have cars. Only the rich can drive them. If you're regular people, all my cousins, all of them, most of them, some of them have good jobs, some of them don't. The ones that have really good jobs drive their vehicles. The ones that don't use public transportation. So once we lose our ability to drive around, are we really free? No, we're not.
That's right. Beautifully said. Thank you, Carlos. And the UN admits it. They want everybody out of their cars. They want total control and then make you take forced inoculations. It's all about getting you desperate, getting you poor. Okay. We got Dallas, we got John, and we got Jesse. And I want to get to you guys. But I also have a guest coming in studio, so I will get to your calls while he's here with us in the fourth segment. So in about 15 minutes, if you want to hold, we're going to get to Dallas, we're going to get to John, we're going to get to Jesse. I want to hear from all of you, so don't hang up. I know we got other callers on the board. I'm going to host a little bit the next hour, then Matt Brackett's taking over. But also have a constitutional lawyer coming on asking the question, was it legal for me to say I believe Bill Gates and Fauci should be charged with the Wuhan lab, and if convicted, given the death penalty? No. That's the law. That's completely normal. I mean, they ran the lab. They funded the lab. They covered it up. Senator Paul now says, looks like Fauci deliberately released it. He's the main suspect. I mean, he ran it. He did the gain of function. He got caught lying. And I'm saying if they're convicted, that they should be life in prison or whatever the jury decides. But he's going to pop in. But I'm going to go to Dallas. I'm going to go to John. I'm going to go to Jesse coming up here. But I wanted to play this clip in a moment, and it's of Congressman Gozer talking about Ashley Babbitt, who was executed. And here we are 3-4 months later, and we still don't know who shot her. We got an idea, but under the law, you're supposed to release that. We have secret police that just execute people, and then we don't know. So I wanted to get to this piece. And then I separately wanted to add that we're extending the sale on 10% off on the storable food, last year's prices, and it's about to go up a couple weeks above the 10%. And that's going to go back on Monday. I've extended it till Sunday to get the 10% off the pair with Alex.com. A lot of folks are getting storable food. They're still able to deliver and ship it out within a day, but other places are backed up, and there's going to be food shortages. I will get your orders in now at preparewithalex.com and take advantage of that 10% off while you still can. Preparewithalex.com or 888-253-3139. They have the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply. They're in our back end. They take the orders and ship it right out to you, and then it supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for your support as well. Here's Congressman Gozer, and then we'll have our guest in studio.
Mr. Rosen, do you recall the name of the young lady, a veteran wrapped in an American flag, that was killed in the U.S. Capitol?
I do. Her name was Ashley Babbitt.
Yes, Ashley Babbitt. Was Ashley Babbitt armed?
Again, Congressman, I mean to be respectful of your observations, but I just don't want to talk about individual situations.
I'm reclaiming my time, Mr. Rosen. No, she wasn't. She was wrapped in a U.S. flag. was the death of Ashley Babbitt a homicide?
Congressman, I'm not trying to be unhelpful here, but I just cannot comment.
I understand, but I mean, reclaiming my time, as the death certificate says, it was a homicide. Who executed Ashley Babbitt?
Congressman, I'm just going to have to say the same thing here, that I don't want to get into the specific facts.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Now, Chief Conte, what are the rules of engagement at the D.C. protests?
At D.C. protests, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, we the only time that we engage in donning riot gear, that kind of thing, is when in situations where there's an actual attack that's going on, sir. I'm not sure that...
I appreciate you, and thank you for your service. Madam Chair...
to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of us who still have a survival instinct. The COVID-19 vaccine has been nothing but red flags from the start. An experimental mRNA cocktail that rewires your cells at the genetic level. Everyone is supposed to get it. All negative comments are censored. Those who question it are shamed and attacked in the public. And all this for a manufactured pandemic. Created via headlines, pop culture talking points, and government shutdowns. On a certain level, the whole thing is undeniably a psychological test. With all these blatant red flags, are you so compliant that you are willing to submit and take the shot? Or are you driven by an independent instinct to survive? The normal healthy response would be to question this. Now we have reports of people dying after getting the vaccine. Painful side effects are becoming normalized. And there are other side effects being reported. Strange ones. Several people have been claiming that magnets are sticking to the injection point on their arm after getting the COVID vaccine. Is there something metallic inside the vaccine that's strong enough to hold a small magnet? Vaccines come with inserts loaded with small print, known famously for some listing autism as an adverse reaction. The inserts for the COVID vaccine are intentionally left blank, so we have to search outside of the box. A quick search will find reports on manipulative magnetic nanomedicine as the future of COVID therapy, and super paramagnetic nanoparticle delivery of DNA vaccine. The first gap both the transhumanists and techno-tyrants need to bridge is the interface, the controversial chip. Some people these days have no problem having a computer chip implanted into their body, but many of us prefer to remain without. Are the magnets responding to some sort of fluid metal computer nanochip? Who knows? The trials are happening now, the public being used as lab rats. Some people are also claiming that the vaccinated are giving off high EMF waves, above 400 for the vaccinated, at least 10 times higher than the unvaccinated. What does that even mean? Similar to how thousands of women have claimed that having contact.
See the full report at band.video, the magnetic mark of the beast. What the hell is going on? There's hundreds of these videos now. All right. Aaron Berg's a popular comedian. He also co-hosts stuff with Anthony Cumia. He's got his co-host, Gino Visconti. It's also going to be coming in studio with him. This is a surprise visit. I guess Anthony Cumia is the guy that's going to be on Joe Rogan down the street today. And I love Anthony. I might actually come out and see you guys. Where are you guys going to be doing your thing here in Austin?
Vulcan Gas Company. 3 shows, 1 Friday, 2 Saturday, live podcast Saturday afternoon, totally uncensored, the type of comedy that you would love and embrace. Did you see how well I sold that?
You did a great job.
I made you smile. That made me happy.
No, but I mean, I like the fact that, what is it like with comedy, with the attempt at the Sovietization of America and the absolute just destruction of free speech?
There's an echo chamber that tries to shut down what we do. It's this side of quote-unquote cancelers that are usually failed comics or real, like, hardcore socialist people that go against it. But when you come and see a live show and inevitably see these diverse audiences dying laughing at what would be termed racism or misogyny, you realize it's all just made up and that people are just trying to stop people from laughter, which is a good thing.
Well, for me, I mean, it's obvious that they're bullies, and big corporations that are running death camps in China, like Apple, are some of the biggest funders of Black Lives Matter. They just want to cover that and have us all fighting over BS while they take the world over.
Yeah, but the thing is, comedy is a rebellious art form, right? Like, I found out about you from Stanhope probably 20 years ago because of the nature of what he did and how you tied in with what he did. It's about having the ability to be a free thinker and question everything. When they try and shut you down, that's the exact same thing that they're doing to comedy, but they'll try and deplatform you even in live venues now.
Well, that's what folks have to know, is there's literally no end to it. Now, I have watched your show 4 or 5 times, and I've also seen you with Anthony Cumia, but what's different from your show, because it's pretty funny, versus what you do? I mean, what is your avant-garde push-the-limit comedy?
The show is satire in the purest sense. It's way, there's no lines. It's like shock jock radio, but video, done in this way that nothing's off limits. We show everything that the sickest part of your imagination could fathom. And stand-up, the job there is to push and make sure people know that this stuff is okay. We have to push the boundaries. That's what we do as stand-ups. So if people disagree with what I'm saying as a stand-up, they have to look at themselves, because it's still an art form. Even though,
by the way, talk about censorship. We just put up something on your website, and it's been taken down off YouTube. I mean, it's like whack-a-mole. And now they're saying if you say the word mother or father, they might take you down. I mean, it's just, there's no end to this cult.
That's amazing. I wonder if it just happened now because I'm on your show. And that'd be great if everything.
Where do you think the woke cult is going? Because now they're eating their own.
Yeah, they're eating their own, which is great. We had a guy that came after us. We started doing illegal shows during the pandemic because we're like, no, we're going to do stand-up.
Oh, you're thought criminals. You were.
Yeah, that's what I've been termed. We started doing illegal shows, and then they started to move inside. First, we were doing them on the back of trucks in, like, Queens, and then we were doing them in parks. And then we're like, let's find indoor places. And someone's like, anyone that does indoor shows, you're killing people. And then all of a sudden, you're like, okay, this guy's super woke. And then this week, he just lost his job for being a misogynist, for calling a woman a four-letter C word on, like, a live stream. So it does all come back around. It's amazing to watch.
It's, you know, I should have brought that up because I knew you did that. You guys do, I love it, illegal gatherings. Because, you know, in Canada and the UK, they're still banning church services. They're arresting preachers, calling them illegal church services.
Yeah. They took a pastor down on the highway, made him kneel down, and then picked him up and carried him off. And he's calling them Nazis when they come to arrest them, by the way.
What's going
to
happen to New York and all these places that are staying closed? I mean, everybody I know is leaving those places.
I'm going to say this. New York is open a little bit. I lived in Queens. I now live in Jersey, which was the best thing. I got a wife. I got a daughter. We want, like, a house. And I'm sure you have a lovely property where you sleep out back here. I don't know how it's actually arranged. you could go either way. You look like you have, like, a beautiful ranch-style home, or sometimes you're like, I'm just going to sleep at the office with this bottle of bourbon and weep myself to sleep. I don't know where you go.
I have slept in the office with a bottle of bourbon.
I nailed it. New York is going to come back, but there's no way I can describe it on your show without cursing, but it's a hole. It's a dump. There's heroin is rampant. Stuff that I'm not allowed to say. When you come on my show, you can do the same thing with
me. No, here's the deal. They can delay it out a little, but then the delay runs out. So the smart people that want to get their cuss words out, they know what they do. They call and they go,
right away.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think it's dumb. I can say that I think Bill Gates was involved in child molestation with Jeffrey Epstein. I can say that on radio stations are fine because there's a lot of evidence pointing towards that. But I can't say F or C or S. It's stupid.
Yeah, but I don't even know if you can say, first of all, that was a huge jump from New York. But I don't even know if you can say that, or if you're one of those guys that they go after so hard in every way, shape, or form, that it's even me being here is a thing now, where they're like, oh, he's on Alex's show. But to me,
there he is. Here.
That's, oh, boy. You know, he looks like, boy.
It's like Kermit the Frog.
I kind of get, like, they're both really ugly guys, and I get that they would have to pay for sex. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. Whereas I got to beat them off with a stick. Hey, we'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. You got a buddy coming in here. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate fish oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate fish oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate fish oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Girl, you can't assign a gender to your children.
I've got three daughters and a son.
Do you really?
May your first child be a masculine child. We got Gino Bisconti here with me.
How are you, buddy?
Good. Hey, you guys just take over.
All right.
Okay, what's it been like in the lockdown? I know that Anthony Cumia, your co-host, escaped New York. He's in Florida now or somewhere.
Cumia is moving to South Carolina. He's going to buy a plantation that he was supposed to take over from his family about 80 years
not,
ago.
That's not true, Alex. He's lying. That's
what happened?
Not true.
He said he's moving to South Carolina. He's going to get a big old
he
place.
He said if he had his way, he would live on a plantation. Yeah. He said it would be a simpler time. But
If I may rebut that New York is dead, New York is fine, but the entire country, and we say this as comedians, Alex, this is a problem I've had. I think you're talking about the secret shows we did, and this is the conspiracy theory that we talk about on our show in Hot Water a lot, because we have to do secret shows, because if you want to control someone, you can't have them laughing. You need to have them afraid. So we thought it was no coincidence that some of the last places that they would prioritize in New York opening up were what, Aaron? Tell
comedy clubs. Comedy clubs, Aaron.
Yeah.
Because COVID's no laughing matter, while the big banks laughed all the way to the bank, doubling and tripling their profits during the lockdown.
And Alex, wouldn't you say it's a fact, it's not just a cute phrase anymore, that laughter does physically heal you, it hears you from the inside?
All the research shows it.
So it releases.
It's as good as sunshine.
Yeah. Oh, well, sunshine? No. You don't want sunshine. You want the vaccine. You don't want preventative medicine with COVID. You want to focus on the vaccine rather than all the palliative care, the preventative care that the government has given us, which is effing none. And that's why we just try and get people to go out and laugh at our silly little show.
And it's not a little show. Can I even get into your Vulcan show here in Austin, or is it going to be sold out?
I will put one ticket aside, but it's general admission. It's not a VIP table, but I can arrange it. And I also have karaoke. You got to come. You do karaoke? You got to see Kumia sing. He's got a crooner's voice on him.
I already sings in like Chinese too.
Yeah, he does. He just holds his AR-15 and does like a webcam thing where he just sings all privately.
He has
his own
little slant on karaoke. But yeah, he's a big fan of that. But it's going to be a good time tonight. You should come out.
There's no show tonight. It's tomorrow night.
No, he should come out to karaoke tonight.
Karaoke's tomorrow.
Well, I'm a good boy. I've completely stopped drinking, ladies and gentlemen.
Totally.
100%. I think if I go to a comedy club, I might...
Well, I was saying this to our fans, I quit drinking during the lockdown, not because I'm like, let me get healthy, but that's another thing they did. They took away the social aspect of life. It's like, it was no fun, because I used to say we have the best fans in the world in Hot Water, and I would say, I don't know what time, Alex, we used to do it in the mornings.
9 a.m.
9 a.m.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know what time you would have to get to.
And he's a bum, Alex. This guy's a drunken bum.
Tell Alex I'm a bum.
Slept in his car for like a year. Wouldn't even get out of the car to go to the bathroom. Like, we go to the bathroom in the car. Comes to my house. I see him, my brand new house, Alex, and I see him dumping something out of a coffee thing, and I go, what are you doing? He goes, it's coffee. Like, I caught him. And then 2 days later, he goes, it's piss. I pee in a jar in my car when I'm traveling.
You never save time, Alex, driving to a gig and you got the V8.
I have peed in a water bottle many times.
You're rubby dub.
Better when you got like a big jacked up Ford F-150.
Yeah.
But the problem is but I'm driving my Hellcat, which I gave to my dad. The problem is you're in a red light, or all of a sudden you stop at the red light. Like wherever you are out in the country, as soon as you're peeing in the cup, there's a four-way stop, and they're like a family looking. Yeah. So you got to flip real quick.
He's in a little Chevy Sonic.
You've never peed in a bottle in a car.
I was raised properly. What are you doing?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of places, if you pull off and piss behind a bush, they arrest you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and then usually three other men come out and go, that was great.
Have you ever dumped in a paper cup while you're driving?
No, he dumped in a bag and then threw it out of the George Washington Bridge.
And I drive it. A stick.
I've never done that officially.
I think this is what we came on to talk about.
I heard
about,
you
though.
Can be arrested in Texas for throwing a cigarette out the side of your car. Is that true?
Yeah, well, if it's all dry, burn everything down that way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what they should do in New York. I'm hoping that there's a third wave and that there's a variant on COVID that just eliminates drivers in Manhattan. That'd be fantastic.
Well, that sounds like a Bill Maher joke where he said, hey, I'm just for more deaths, more suicide. Yeah. Get the highway moving.
Well, wouldn't you argue this is, to quote a comic who's a great friend of ours, and you'll remember this phrase, because this is what gets me about all the deaths. Oh, so many. Kevin Brennan once said, no one puts Nana into a nursing home to rehab her for the 2020 season with Tom Brady. Once you put them in the nursing home, you quit on them. And if you wanted to create the perfect pandemic, these are the three steps. And I'm sure you've touched upon this. One, make sure it kills the oldest and most infirmed, useless members of society. Two, make sure the stupid people that we keep hearing are like, did you see all the dead people? And they're afraid to go out of the house. And three, then you control them with fear. And this just came out. They did a study of people who got the vaccine. And between people who got the vaccine and people who didn't, vaccinated people are still more afraid to do things than unvaccinated people. I may have seen it on Tucker last night. But
and now they love it. Now they say that they never want to take the mask off in studies.
No.
I got the vaccine. I'm embarrassed about it. I got it because I was going to see my dad. My
which one did you take?
I took the...
What?
What? I took the...
And then he blamed me for giving him a head cold for 3 weeks.
I took the Johnson & Johnson because it's good. It's 11% effective. And
it's a virus vector. You know, it's
horrible. And then right after
you know
I got
what's
it,
in that sucker?
Yeah, I have blood clots in my leg and I'm growing a vagina on my lower back. I know exactly what you're saying.
I ain't complaining about that second one, Alex.
I got sick for a night.
And oh, really? But be serious. What happened to you?
For 12 hours, chills, body aches, couldn't sleep. And then since then, I've been sick 3 times. The year prior to that, I was not sick at all.
Oh, listen, they admit that it attacks proteins in your body that are similar to the virus. And luckily, you're in good shape. People that are overweight or whatever are having heart attacks.
Yeah. My mom's still waiting for a second one in Canada, which, by the way, if you think any city in America is a dump right now, Canada is a weird lockdown.
It's under martial law.
That's exactly what it is.
Did you see Trudeau say that I admire China's dictatorship?
Did he have blackface on for that one?
No, he didn't. But he actually said, they go, what do you admire? What system? He wasn't like, well, I admire Switzerland or I love the American system. No, I like China's basic dictatorship of Xi Jinping.
Yeah. And Trudeau would be a horrible dictator, I think. I don't see it working out well for
him. But if I ever said I want a dictatorship, I would be, I mean, I don't want a dictatorship, but I'd be out of a job. How the hell, and it's a room full of women, they look like they have orgasms when he says it.
Yeah, there he is. They get very excited.
They're wiggling around.
He used to be an attractive guy. I always picture him showing up in the blackface, like doing a moonlight thing, going, bonjour, in French. And you can't lose any more jobs. Like
you know, Mark Zuckerberg begged Xi Jinping to name his first child Gigi, and he said no. That's how they grovel to the dictator.
Yeah. Wow. Why did they? I mean, even Trump.
Put up Winnie the Pooh again, please.
Was it Winnie the Pooh?
You can be sent to a death camp in China for calling Xi Jinping Winnie the Pooh.
Come on.
You can be sent to a death camp in China for anything, am I right?
Put him on screen and I'm going to say it. Burn in hell, Winnie the Pooh. Burn in hell.
All of a sudden you just hear.
Exactly.
He just goes right down. Yeah.
Guys, put Winnie the Pooh on screen, please. They're not doing it. They're going to probably put the real Winnie the Pooh.
All I've noticed, and your staff seemed lovely before I got here, is they have a real aversion to listening to what you say.
Well, they're in there injecting heroin. No, seriously. They just put Xi Jinping on screen. Just give it back to me. That's all you got to do.
Fun.
Yeah. There he is.
Oh. See, they didn't want to just give me Xi Jinping. They wanted to give me that.
That he looks more of a businessman than a dictator.
He looks like a vampire bat.
Yeah.
That like just drained 3 children.
Yeah. Do you think that, adrenochrome, real thing?
Adrenochrome is real. It's the ingredient on EpiPens.
Okay.
And here's what's crazy. Those only came out like 20 years ago. He wrote about that in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Hunter S. Thompson did. And turned out that lawyer was real and said that really happened. And so, yes, Satanists are into all sorts of weird stuff. They do torture children and then drink the blood itself. It's full of a bunch of adrenaline and other stuff.
And they have to scare the kids so that the adrenochrome gets to the highest level.
That's the adrenal gland. Yeah, it goes bananas.
Okay, so does Tom Hanks really have an ankle bracelet?
No, none of that's real. See, what happened is the Q movement was run by the globalists, the CIA, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and then they would take real stuff going on, then add crazy stuff on the end to make it totally ridiculous, to then discredit all the real stuff about Jeffrey Epstein.
Okay. The globalist. How many people could be included in that group of globalists that are at the top tier of globalists?
I'd say maybe 100. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's a family show. We're behaving ourselves very, very nicely.
I'm not wearing pants.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Popular program, AaronBerg.com, InHotWaterStore.com, and they're on with, of course, Anthony Cooney, our good friend on CombatMedia.com, who's going to be on with Joe Rogan, I guess, taping today, and I guess we'll air tomorrow. So here we are, gentlemen.
Hanging out. We're hanging out, Alex.
This is great. Austin, we've seen so much. Do you remember we got out of the airport, we got in a car, and then we got here? It's amazing.
So you probably got to see some homeless camps.
None yet. I heard it's amazing. Downtown, so many of them, you could just walk up.
We're becoming more like L.A. every day.
Because there was a huge influx of people coming.
The mayor said come here 2 years ago, and so we went from having an infestation of homeless to literally having them any direction in 10 miles everywhere. But they passed a law saying, no, now you can't camp in people's yards. They passed a law saying you could. They moved into people's yards, and now the homeless are attacking people. And they try to kick them out of their yards.
How can somebody go on your own private property in the state of Texas and camp out and leave alive?
Well, what they do is they call it the sidewalk, but they go into the neighborhoods, they get in your backyard, and they're in your yard. It's bad.
It's horrible.
It's outdoor camping. And again, most of them are on fentanyl. A lot of them will bite you.
Great drug. Yeah.
You know, my cousin worked for Microsoft, and he's a good friend of mine. And he was trying to give a homeless person like 5 years ago a 20. And the other homeless man bit him, and he got an infection and died. So they're like literal zombies, but I'm supposed to love them and praise them and Why? Whereas you're respectful, you just live in your car.
Well, let me tell you, I've said this before. I lived out of my car for a year. Best thing in the world. Better than winning the lottery. Once you realize you don't need anything, you have gratitude for everything. And this, I've said, is the problem with what's going on in the country now. People are dumb. If you wake up in this country, the greatest country in the world, Alex, when you have to realize everybody that wakes up, there's an 80% chance you're going to wake up living in India or China. Okay, India, where if you Google crap on the beach, TripAdvisor, you get 4-star hotels there. You understand? That place is a mess.
That's right. 4-star hotels, they poop on the side of the sidewalk.
Yeah, on the side of the sidewalk.
Regular ones, it's the entire sidewalk is crap.
So
it's
disgusting. If you wake up in this country and don't realize how lucky you are, look for these problems, you deserve to live in that hell. If you wake up every day saying, oh my God, I hope I don't die of COVID. Well, you deserve it. You deserve to live in that
fact,
fear.
There's a cartoon at the bottom of InfoWars. It may have already scrolled off.
Please.
But it's the wall, and it's a bunch of illegals saying, let us in. We want to be oppressed right now.
I saw that Biden's making an order so that it's easier for transgender people to get it. So do you not?
So you can get in the country now.
What, are you saying I'm transgender?
Wait a minute.
How did that? He knew. You're a woman to a man.
Wait, are the frogs turning transgender?
Don't beat me up. He's a big guy.
Yeah. He's a big guy. I have a good ground game, but you
I'm
look
actually
like
a woman.
Scrap.
I'm a woman too.
I saw those breasts when I came in.
Yeah.
I think it's a weird thing. I have a daughter. She's a girl, by the way. And I know you're not supposed to say that.
That's close-minded.
Yeah, she's a girl. She wears dresses. She has a slit she can pee out of. She's a girl, Alex, okay? But I get it's 22.
So she sits down.
She sits down with
you. You know, they have a movie theater in Austin that they opened where the women stand up to piss and they're like these funnels. Well, women didn't like it, so they took them out. Wow, the women didn't want to piss in funnels.
Yeah.
The Alamo Draft House.
Most of it turns around pretty quickly when people are like, this is the equal rights we want, and then they're like, no, we don't really need
that.
They
didn't want that equal. Don't you think it's
Watch
be-
this. I'm going to be a transgender person getting into the border. You be the border patrol, okay. And go.
Okay. Sir, you can't come in here.
Hola, yo soy una woman. Yo, vagina.
Oh, right, a vagina.
Si.
Right this way to that room.
Grande esta gonne donde.
Right into that.
Mi milky cream pop. Mi tres leches. Mi milky milk.
I guess it.
Una pagina, por favor. It's going to be exciting to watch. I don't know how bad the border problem is.
We should have me go down the border, get on the Mexican side, and wear a dress.
Oh, come on. Do it. You're a powerful man.
We'll go with you.
I am woman. You misgender me.
You hear me roar.
Hear woman roar.
You just start playing La Bamba.
Strong woman. Strong woman.
La Bamba. Please let me in. I need $15,000 COVID relief.
Oh, New York. Oh, let me have access to your children. Oh, yes. I'm not woman, though. I have pee-pee. Sit on my lap.
Ah, you like these, you little 4-year-old? What's the difference between Epstein and these sickos?
He's got billions of dollars or dead.
Yeah.
And his neck's broken.
Okay. So these are just 4 people.
But he killed himself.
Yeah, he slipped and fell on a noose.
And broke 3 vertebrae.
What was that joke that I used to do?
He killed himself.
I go, Jeffrey Epstein, you remember him? He committed suicide at the hands of 2 people?
At the hands of two people.
And then I go, Jeffrey Epstein, not to be confused with Albert Einstein.
And then, like, the guy that saw them break his neck... He had to.
Yeah.
Everybody's dying.
Yeah. And I go, Einstein, you remember him, Alex, E=mc². Energy equals mass times speed of light squared. Whereas Epstein was E=mc². Epstein murdered by Clinton's, 2 of them.
Exactly.
See this? I'm digging this guy.
Now, let me ask you this.
This is my demographic now.
He's the best.
Austin, Texas, TV.
And I'm laughing inside.
Yeah. When you argue that all you can trust now is, like, when you talked about it earlier, what did they call the experiments that they're calling out Fauci for doing that they did?
Gain of function.
Thank you. Gain of function. Your boy Rand Paul literally looks at him inside, says it, and he's like,
by the way, I have all the documents that Fauci signed for millions of dollars running the damn program.
Why doesn't anyone arrest him? Like, I mean, I know that's dumb, but you look at this stuff and say, this can't be. How do they just say, no, I didn't do it? The Eddie Murphy, it wasn't me, baby. And how do they get away with this?
Well, that's why I said I want him charged with committing crimes against humanity, Nuremberg too, baby.
Do people listen when you say this, when you're like, I want them charged? Does anyone look into it, or do they just dismiss you even though you
Well, look, these megalomaniacs always think they're invincible. That's why they did this as a power grab. I have all the lockstep documents, all the Great Leap Forward crap. I've got a bunch of these documents where they said we're going to use
fire. I see you have every document known to man.
This is today's documents. They said to get control.
Yeah.
They said to get control, we need a virus. It'll bring in a world ID, a global social credit score. Klaus Schwab wrote a book about it called COVID-19, The Great Reset.
It's very viable. And then I watched Plandemic, and that was taken down almost immediately. So whenever I bring up questions like that, everybody goes, no, you're a conspiracy guy. This is
crazy. Also censor thousands of doctors and scientists that have come out and said this is bull,
yes,
including prestigious ones. So you're supposed to be able to question science, right? So the science all says this is natural. The science all says it's the most deadly plague, you know, since the bubonic plague. Then we should be able to question it,
you're
right?
You're supposed to question science. And I'm sorry I saw this, because I do. Some memes just trigger common sense. If they tell you that you have to do what they say without proof, it's a cult. It's a belief system. But
Wait. You're saying we shouldn't give pap smears to genetic biological men?
Then why the guy give me one in the green room?
Because you said you're a transvestite to get across the border.
I said transgender.
No, I can't remember.
Transvestite's different. They perform on stage.
That's true.
I think it's a different thing. It's really weird what happens now. Argue more, Gino, and tell him about what Fauci did. Remember you told me Fauci...
Hey, we got pipeline workers we're going to briefly talk to next segment.
Oh, wow.
Dallas and John have been holding patiently. We're going to go to them in just a minute. I promise, Dallas, this is a segue into comedy, which I'm sure we all need a little bit of.
You can talk to one now. We're not offended.
All right, Dallas in Texas. Which Dallas is in Texas.
Wow.
Dallas, welcome, sir. You're on the air. Tell us about your view of the pipeline very suspicious shutdown.
Yes, sir. So I've been in oil and gas for over a decade now. And actually, if you go to the Colonial Pipeline website and you look at the ownership, you're going to find five different people. The bottom three, Kohlberg, Krauss, Roberts, Casey, DeBoit, and Royal Dutch Shell. All three of those own 50% of Colonial Pipeline. If you go to the World Economic Forum, to the 2021 and 2030 agenda, and you look at their partners, you're going to find is these three people on the World Economic Forum for the Green New Deal. So I don't believe this pipeline was hacked. I believe it was shut down for the Green New Deal.
Well, I mean, Whitmer just tried to shut down a giant pipeline out of Canada.
Yeah.
And they've shut down a bunch of pipelines, not just Keystone. So if it's the same group doing that, and then it doesn't make sense with the hack, and they could have manually turned it back on, by the way. We've had engineers call in about that. It's okay. Then it is a little suspicious.
Absolutely.
To me.
So couldn't you say this is a false flag? It's like it checks so many boxes because you're like, oh, my God, look, gas is terrible. We got to switch to, you know, natural energy. And oh, my God, gas is a shortage. You know, let's trigger.
Exactly. Imagine Biden as a fox who's already eaten about 10 chickens.
Correct.
And then we catch him with a chicken in his hand. He goes, oh, no, I didn't do this. Hackers did.
Yeah.
He's a prime suspect.
Yeah. It just seems it's too coincidental. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Dallas, you just laid some heavy research on it. We'll look into it. What else do you think, my friend?
Absolutely. Well, I'm down here in Houston, and as we all know, this is where all the windmills are coming from. I-45 going northbound is always full of 18-wheelers with windmill parts. But, you know, we're all supposed to be, you know, all us oil field workers that are out of jobs, we're supposed to go, you know, back in the day, we're supposed to learn the code. Now we got to go learn how to install solar panels and build
wind. Even though there's no way to store the solar panel energy in the winter or at night, it doesn't work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not only that, but Bill Gates just invested $2 billion to block out the sun. So what's the point of having solar panels if Bill Gates is just going to block out the sun? What are we doing here?
Yeah, again, see how insane that sounds? But it's true. We'll be right back in the fourth hour. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I can...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.